Fifth stop, the wall painting. This artwork was painted during a Greek-German youth exchange in the summer of 2022 and creatively visualizes the path to the cave where the Kimi family was hidden. Rivka vividly remembers looking up at the sky through the branches used to cover the entrances of the cave while she and her family waited in silence to return to the village. Today, due to Rivka's experiences, the descendants of the family still see the cave as a slice of heaven, which is also the title of the documentary they made about their visit to the village in 2017. You're now at the end of the fifth part of the audio guide. For the last stop, before embarking on the hike, follow the dirt road that leads into the forest behind the amphitheater for approximately 300 meters. Sixth stop, the path. On her return to the village in 2017, Rivka expressed her wish to see the cave again. As a result, a group of young German volunteers were tasked with clearing the path to the cave, which was overgrown with vegetation and therefore completely inaccessible. We cannot know for sure which route the family took to the cave, but the current path tries to recreate the route as closely as possible. With the end of the sixth part of the audio guide, you have reached the starting point of the hiking trail, which leads up to the cave where the last stop of our memory walk awaits you. Simply follow the signs which will guide you. The distance to the cave and back to Krioneri is approximately 5 kilometers and can be completed in about 1.5 to 2 hours. Seventh stop, the cave. You have now reached the Karamanos cave, where the Kimi family hid during the Nazi occupation. Now you have time to sit down and listen to the story from Rivka's perspective. This story has been translated from Hebrew into English. Trigger warning. In the course of the audio guide tour, sensitive content relating to the persecution of the Kimi family is presented. At the last station in particular, which is located in the cave, the violence of the oppression is impressively depicted from a first-person perspective. Shortly before this station, it is pointed out again. These were some excerpts from an interview with Rivka, conducted by one of her grandchildren, Shai, around 70 years after the events took place. Follow the path you just took back down to the road. Turn right there and follow the path along the road to the next junction. Take the left road and follow it to Krioneri. There, you follow the main road until you see the amphitheater on your left again, after around 1 kilometer. This is where the audio guide ends. Further information on this topic can be found on our website, www.matsani.gr. Thank you for your attention.